I have you open your Bibles tonight to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verses number 57 and 58. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses number 57 and 58. The Apostle Paul will be writing this book of Corinthians to those people there, and they were in need of some more help along life's way. And Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, in verses number 57 and 58, it says these words: "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain." We find out the one thing about the Apostle Paul. He asked those people in Corinthians to do some things. Don't quit. And though you may go into some hard trials and being criticized for their newfound faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, I'll help you along life's way with the Word of God. And what can comfort our hearts and lives more than the Word of God? And well, it is the Word of God. And of course, your prayers also. That is what helps us along life's way, as asking, Lord, bless that person who'll be going through surgery, or that person be going on a trip, or be traveling on the airplane for the first time. And my wife said, make sure that when we go on that trip to Brazil, that she does not get the window seat. And that reminds me of the story that we was in Boa Vista going to Manaus, Brazil on Varig Airlines. And we was going, it's an hour flight, is all it was anyways. And so he got almost to Manaus and he said, folks, I'm going to take the airplane down a bit. And he took the airplane down a bit anyways. Now over those on the right hand side of the airplane, you'll see that guy in a canoe, and he is roaring, taking that oar, and he's paddling that canoe anyways. And then he said this is years ago now. And then he said, you know what? I probably ought to get back up to where radar is and then be able to land a plane in Manaus, Brazil. Now, they don't do that nowadays, but they did do it back in those days. Well, one thing about it, we can say, do not quit. But you know, that song that we just sang tonight, faith is the victory. And that which overcometh the world, that was to help us along life's way as well. Well, the Apostle Paul said those words, don't quit. When we left Novi Down, they said, now where are you going to go, Pastor Bill and Dona Sedon? And we asked the Lord, Lord, open those doors. Well, he opened those doors, and at that time, the government would be able to, might say, put a hole in the jungle and make an interstate highway going from Manaus, Brazil to Caracari, and then up to Boa Vista, Roraima. And then after we left Caracari and went up to Boa Vista, Roraima, who would come up and help us? The Institute, the Bible Institute there in Manaus, Brazil at that time, with the Jacksons and the Hawkins, and Don Watson was there, Wendell Hires was there, and some other ones helping out to teach those men being called of God to preach His holy word. One of those men would come from Novi Down, and he would come up with his wife to help us out to begin a brand new work, this time in Boa Vista, Roraima. Well, all he knew was to saw down trees and to fish. And that was all he knew. But you know, when he was in the Institute, Brother Joe Hawkins would help teach those students, if you never laid bricks before in your life, if you had never made bricks, I'm going to help you along the way and do so. Well, that's exactly one of the things that Francisco did. He learned how to lay bricks and also to build churches out of the wood, you might say, or out of the bricks itself as well. Well, when he came up to our part of there in Boa Vista, he helped build the first church that we had there in Santa Teresa. At that time, it was made out of wood. And who helped us to build that? Well, Brother Chu Hawkins. Him and his wife came up, and they came up to help us nail those boards on, put the roof on. And then after the church began to grow, well, we need to build this church out of bricks anyways. So what we did is this. We built the brick church around the wooden church anyways. And maybe if you've never done that anyways, and we did it back in those days, and it worked. This time, Brother Francisco at that time would come up and help us. Now he said, now I think I can lay the bricks. And let's go for it anyways. And he did so. And he helped us build the churches in Santa Teresa, another neighborhood, the second church in Caraná, and then the last church there in Alvoranda also, those three churches. Going and doing what God has called them to do, is to preach His holy word. And then also helped also these three churches out to build their buildings and be the engineer to, you might say, put everything in its place, the roof, and you might say, and the sides and the pillars as well, and all the cement as well. And that has become a reality as well. Well, don't quit. If you never know how to preach your word, keep on doing that. But if you can do something on the side until the church gets up. When I was in Bible college back in the 60s, a pastor told this, "Preacher boys, when you go out and start your own church, if you can get 10 families to start tithing, and then that should be your first salary anyways." And so he said, well, back in the 60s, what was your salary? I have no idea. All I know is I made $1.75 at the grocery store per hour. And so I don't know what the salary of a preacher would be back in the 60s anyways. But he said, animate us to go out and build that work. You probably have to get a job, first of all, and then go and build that church. And that's exactly what we told the Brazilian pastors anyways. Go and do likewise. And we'll help you along the way, help you also do well. And you know one thing about it? This man that knew how to now lay bricks and also to build a wooden church. And now it came time for a tile floor. He's never done that. But the man right beside our church there in Something Today's, he said, "Pastor Francisco, I'll help you." He's 6'2", and he said, "But the only thing is you're going to get on your knees, and you'll have blisters on your knees for doing that. But in the end, instead of waxing those cement floors, you can put the tile down, and then all you have to do is sweep out the tile floors, and then also, and then mop the floors as well." Well, going on and doing what we've never done before. And my wife and I, we've never done something like that. But we know we can help out people along life's way. Well, he said, "Be thankful unto God, which giveth us a victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." And now it's up to those pastors now that we've given the churches into their hands, and they've done so, and now they're going and doing likewise, going door to door, going from neighborhood to neighborhood, animating each other church to continue on and bring the visitors in and seeing them saved and baptized. Well, we have our marching orders, you might say, of the Apostle Paul. Go and do likewise. And these preacher boys did exactly that. And then they got some other men and women in their own churches as well and said, "Now let's go out and go by two and animate our neighborhood for the cause of Christ." Sometimes they would have some campaigns anyways just to animate their own churches in a neighborhood that's right beside them. Where Pastor Francisco is and Pastor Paul is about a 10-minute walk, you might say, for the ones who like to walk. If you like a car, just get in your car, and in less than 5 minutes, you can be to each other's church. But it's in a different neighborhood, a lot of people in each of those places anyways. But the marching orders that the Apostle Paul gave those Corinthian churches, now we need to go out. "Lord, you take my life and let it be." And you know what? That's exactly what we need to do. Well, the Apostle Paul said that. And when we was going out years ago, there was a man called Sidney Johnson to Mexico. And my wife and I was in our 30s, and he said to the churches, "My wife and I will be going back to Mexico to start a brand new church in another area at 60 years of age." They've been there for a long time anyways, but you know, and that animated my wife and I to do exactly that. Go back to Brazil and to do likewise, start another work in another neighborhood for the cause of Christ. Well, we have that marching order number one. And now what we knew, we have another order as well. And what can we do? Well, we can do like Luke said as well. Well, here's my life. Let me preach the word of God. And you'll never know, as these preacher men had did so in their time. And now other ones have asked them interior, "Come and preach the word of God to us as well." Well, they did so, and they went down into some of the interior towns and did likewise. Did what they said that they could not do, and now they can do. But they said, "Here is our life." Therefore, in verse number 58, he said, "My beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord." Doing what they like to do. Preach His holy word. Sing the songs of Zion. And by the way, some of the songs that you sang tonight, those choruses, that's exactly what we taught our people there in Brazil all these 50 years. And some of the choruses have that message, and just the right message to animate you to continue on. Though you may be sick, you may be also downhearted, you may be, I don't know what to do. And yet those choruses have done exactly that. Helped us to do what those choruses do. He is able, he is able. I know that he is able. He's able not to pull us through. He's able to bless us and to sustain us and to give us that which we need for that day. Well, we find out also that sometimes, you know, the work maybe get, you might think that you may get tired into work anyways, but starting a new work in another area. And now these missionaries in Brazil, going to other countries as well, learning a new language, learning a new people. And well, that's what the Apostle Paul told those Corinthians, continue on in the work of God. Sometimes you may feel, I don't know if I want to go to church or not. You know, of all the time we've been in Brazil, my wife and I, we go every Saturday afternoon to down 25 miles down the road to a congregation we started there amongst the farmers, and couldn't have hardly get it going. But we came back one night, and I told those people there in Caracari, I said, well, you know what? There was 2,532 holes in that road in that 25 miles. And I must have got one more hole in anyways. And that made us so tired that when it come 8 o'clock in the morning, 8:30, church service is down there because it's just so hot at 8:30. And they clapped anyways and asked for us, Pastor Bill and Donna said, are you still sleeping yet anyways? And we were sleeping anyways. Just a moment, we'll open the doors up. Our house was in the back of this building, and the church was in the front part of our building anyways. Okay, yes, we were sleeping, and we're sorry for that anyways. But we did not oversleep anyways, and the fact that we continued on sleeping, but that's what it's all about, animating those people and having those people animate us also. Well, we have another thing that we need to do for the cause of Christ. What can we do? We have, number one, always abound in the work of the Lord. And number two, well, we need to preach the word of God in their language and using their terminology as well. Well, what else can we do? Well, we can find out that we continue on with another marching order. Work while it's day. You know, you never know. And we was talking to these people, some people yesterday and today about Brazil. If the wrong president gets in Brazil, he wants to shut down the churches there. This is what he'd like to do. And all it takes is for him to sign a new bill and for the churches to close their doors. And it would be sort of like what some happened years ago in some other countries. The government would tell you what to preach. And they'll give you the sermon to give out to the churches. In other words, you'll be a government church. But you know, we're asking God to do what only he can do. And the present to be, anyways, at the end of this month of October will be the deciding moment. One's got 48% of the first part of November or October. The other one has 43%. It's a close tie anyways. One wants to do and help out the Christians and the other does not. Well, we leave it up to the Lord. Lord, what would you have us to do? We sure would like for it to continue on so that the word of God can go forth as well. Well, our marching order, we need to work while we have the day, while we have the life in us to continue on. Well, John says we need to work while it is day. And that is just right. We can still have the day yet. Jesus hasn't come back yet anyways, but when he does, the time will be no more. And that's what Paul was asking those Corinthians, to be always abounding in the work of the Lord, to giving out tracts, and to use your testimony, and to use your life, and to use the invitations of the church. And whenever somebody comes by, give them that invitation and that tract. This is from our church here, the Covenant Baptist Church, and we want you to have this and read it. And if you can't, come back to our services as well. You never know when somebody will come in into these doors and because someone, one of you have given them the track and that invitation, and now you could sit with them in the church services there and thank you, Lord, that they came to hear the word of God. And by the way, that's what the church is for, is to give out the word of God, right, to save the lost, to encourage the believer, and yet to call other young men and even older men in the word of God. When my wife and I were approved as missionaries in 1971, we were 22 and my wife was 19 years of age. When we got to the field, I was 23 and she was 21. Another missionary friend of ours, Brother Jim Foster, they were in their 40s when they went anyways, and they served the Lord in Honduras for 30 to 40 years giving out the gospel. Well, that's what it's all about, going to where God has called you to do. And if he hasn't called you to go abroad, then he's called you here to stay and do the work here that others can go to another country as well. Well, the Apostle Paul said in verse number 58, not only to work while it is day, but he said also, for as much as we know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You never know the time that you pray for that person, or you giving out that gospel track, or you giving out that verse of scripture. This is what we can do. Trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not into our own understandings, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Well, we have another marching order. And what is that marching order that we can also ask the Lord? Lord, what can you do with us? Anyways, he wants to use you. Marching order, one of these days, the trump of the Lord shall sound. Romans, and Paul said in chapter 10, verse number 1, and he wanted Israel to be saved. And you know one thing about it, that we would like to have Israel to be saved and also to Brazil to be saved. The other missionaries want their countries to be saved as well. But it is still day. The night is coming, but it is still today. And let's go and do likewise as well. Let us take up the cross of Christ and follow the Lord Jesus Christ wherever it will take us to do. Well, let's don't quit. I like what Peter said to Jesus in Matthew chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. When asked the question, whom say ye that I am? And Peter responded, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Well, you and I have the prayers of you and taking the gospel to the regions beyond. And what is your response to what Peter said also? What do you think of Christ? Well, we can think of Christ as he is our Savior. He's our Lord. He's our Sustainer. And he wants to bless us and to use us till he comes back again. The Apostle Paul said, don't quit. Even though you think that you're tired and the bones ache. I used to joke with some of the people there in Brazil at their ankles or their knees or their elbows. And I have no idea why they call all the aches and pains as arthritis. And so why they always name it after a man, I have no idea. But I do know this. It does hurt anyways. And I always told the ones that had some knee problems, I said, well, I have some axle grease for my truck. I'll just go out there and I'll give it to you and you can put it on your knees and maybe that will help you. And they said, no, Pastor Bill, I can't do that anyways. But we know it's our time now. And so we have the aches and pains. And what did they do? They said the same thing to us. Okay, now, Pastor Bill, we'll get that axle grease. Where is it in your truck now? And now we can put it on your knees as well. Well, just to, you might say to them to see a smile on their face. And even though they may go through some trying times that we have the part in our own lives, we have other people praying for us. And you have other people praying for you. And that's what it's worth it all. That's why the Apostle Paul says, do not quit. Let's continue on in the work of God till he comes back. I'll answer a question that someone asked. What about the gospel? Give it out to whoever it means. Now, we met a lot of people down through life's journey that we have been. Some have been Christians, some have not been Christians, but they still ask the question, why do you preach the gospel? Because he has called us to preach. He's called us to go. And you know one thing about it? Well, we can say this, like the Apostle Paul, he'll give us the strength. We're going to go day by day. And each day is, you might say, is another journey. Each day is different than the day before. But he still wants us to continue on till he comes back. And you'll never know that smile that you have on your face, that prayer that you have in your heart, that somebody will say, thank you very much for giving me the gospel. Thank you for encouraging me with that call from your phone as well. And let's continue on until we give out the gospel. Every tribe and every nation. And one of these days, time will be no more. Well, we can say thank you very much for allowing us to go in your stead to the regions beyond. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer as your pastor comes. Our Heavenly Father, we have our marching orders, and you have yours. We ask, dear Lord, that you'll give us some more time, if it's your will, to give out the gospel, not only here at home, but around the world. Thank you for what you've done for this church and for us as your missionaries. Bless us and use us, and have your will and way in each of our own hearts and lives tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.